Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor and the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. We worship you. We adore you. Again, do something new and wonderful in someone's life. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. We appreciate God for His goodness and mercy in our midst. And we appreciate Him for all the testimonies we heard. We appreciate God for Reverend Samuel. Just clarified just now that he's basically a missionary from India, but based in Nigeria. And all the symptoms and things he had was meant to prevent him from being here, but he came and he got his healing. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Everyone who came in here today, with whatever affliction you came in here with, is returning back to hell in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say loud amen. I'm sure you are feeling some cooling right now, right? I hope it's not too much. That is still 50% working. Praise God. So the vision of us doing 12 hours in His presence on Sunday is gradually coming. Anybody look forward to it? Or at least 8 hours in His presence on Sunday morning? With inside and canopies everywhere outside. Are you looking forward to it? Alright, so get ready for it within another 1 month or so. Give the Lord the praise. Very, very quickly, we are going to, on this Blessing Sunday, is our month of taking charge by the force of wisdom. And it's a Blessing Sunday. So, I want to speak on the blessing of wisdom and wisdom for the blessing. The blessing of wisdom and wisdom for the blessing. So, wisdom is, looks like it is you we are talking about this morning, right? Anybody whose name is Wisdom. The blessing of wisdom and wisdom for the blessing. What is the difference? So when we talk about the blessing of wisdom, how am I blessed? In what way am I blessed when I walk in wisdom? And then when we talk about wisdom for the blessing, we are talking of what wisdom do I employ to arrive at the blessing. I'm sure it is clear. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23 all the way to verse 24. The Bible said, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear His wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And verse 25, and they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' precious name. So we have two objectives, like I said. Number one, we want to understand the blessing of wisdom. Number two, to understand wisdom for the blessing. We want to understand the blessing of wisdom, and then we like to understand wisdom for the blessing. Now, it is clear throughout scriptures that there is a relationship between the wisdom of God and the blessing of God. The wisdom of God and the blessing of God. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, if we are looking at blessing in that regard, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, there is a connection between the blessing of God and the wisdom of God. We just read about Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23 to verse 25. How Solomon was the wisest man in his days and also ended as the wealthiest man in his day. He literally became the most blessed person in terms of material resources in his day. Now, question is, what is the blessing of wisdom? How does wisdom bless us? I'm going to look at 8 ways in which wisdom blesses us. But I'll look at 4 in this service and 4 in the next service. Number 1, wisdom is the magnet of wealth. Wealth travels in the direction of wisdom, in bracket, good management. Wisdom is a magnet of wealth. That is, wealth travels in the direction of wisdom, and that wisdom is referring to good management. That's in bracket. Also, it is confirmed that wealth flees from the direction of foolishness. And in bracket, bad management. Can complete the statement on that. Wealth flees from the direction of foolishness. And that in bracket is also bad management. Meaning of that is, when a man is wise, when a woman is a good manager, actually he does not need to pray extra prayer. He doesn't need to do so much of extra things, because these things flow in his direction. In 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23 and 24, where we read, Solomon exceeded the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And as they came, they brought things. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 4 and in verse 5, the Bible said in Ezekiel 23, it said, with thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, thou hast increased thy riches. Although the negative aspect was that your heart is lifted because of your riches. May that never be your portion. So we see that happens. That is why there are some people, nations of the world, individuals who don't even know God at all. Some don't go to church, but they have basic principles of wisdom, basic principles of mentality, basic principles of good management that is causing them to increase in resources. Am I speaking? Because God is a respecter of principles. Anywhere principles are followed, the principles of God are followed, the product of God flows. Very important. Secondly, in what way does wisdom bless a person? Secondly, wisdom ensures the availability of functional storehouses or strategic reserves. Wise people don't spend everything. functional storehouses. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8, the Bible said, the Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in all thy storehouses. Where storehouses are available, the blessing of God flows. And in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So the blessing of the Lord is looking for the storehouses. Wise people maintain storehouses in various forms. In the second service we shall be looking at some of these, but they maintain stuff. They have functional storehouses. What you might call strategic reserves. Ensures the availability of functional storehouses or strategic reserves. Also in Proverbs 21 and in verse 20, he makes it clearer. And he said, there is treasure to be desired, an oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends everything. He spends it up. Wise people lay up things, whether in storehouses, whether in form of further investments or whatever it is. Something is always laid up, but a foolish person spends everything. That is how wisdom blesses a person. Wisdom blesses a person. Then this leads us to point number three, and this is very, very important. Number three says, wisdom uses the plenty of the present to prepare for the scarcity, to prepare for the famine of the future. Wisdom uses the plenty of the present to prepare for the famine of the future. Wisdom uses the abundance of the present to prepare for the shortage of the future. The meaning of that is, wisdom ensures that the future is secured. Wisdom ensures that the future is secure. That's the blessing of wisdom. Wisdom ensures that you are not wealthy today and stranded tomorrow. Wisdom ensures that money is not entering your hands today and then you are wondering where it went tomorrow. That is the blessing of wisdom. Wisdom ensures that you are not living from breakthrough to breakthrough, breakthrough, breakdown, then breakthrough again, then drop down, then breakthrough again, then drop down. He uses the plenty that arrives today to prepare for the future. That is wisdom. In Proverbs, alright, before Proverbs, Genesis 41 verse 33 to verse 37, look at what Joseph was telling Pharaoh. He said, now therefore let Pharaoh look out. A man that is discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine. We shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And then Pharaoh said, can we find such a man? So, wisdom. He said, can we find such a man as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. He said, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so wise and discreet as you. So that is wisdom. Wisdom blesses you by making you not to finish your life in the present. And finish your... You see, we live in a world and in a nation today where there are people who have no capacity to manage their lives at all. I've seen people in government, only in one position or the other. When they don't have that position for 1 year, for 2 years, you will be shocked at at what becomes of them. I've seen people literally beg, who were once legitimate resources, not even stolen money. The legitimate resources that entered their hand, wiped out. He was working in an oil company. He was working in so and so place. He was receiving $100,000 per annum or this kind of amount. And then by the time he doesn't have that job for 1 year or 2 years, then he's just flat to the ground. That is, without the salary, he's a goner. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But the wisdom blesses you by making sure that you you don't finish the future today. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout a loud must say amen. I've come across people who don't pay any school fees from raw money. They just put some money that they've made, put it somewhere, and the dividends and what is coming out is what is paying this and paying that, and they are not touching any new money. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We'll get into some details of that in the course of the month. That is, wisdom uses the plenty of the present to prepare for the famine of the future. And finally, for this service, wisdom grants access to direction and guidance. Dash, the mind of God, the mind and voice of God for strategic moves or steps. Say that again. Wisdom grants people access to divine direction and guidance. And we are talking about the wisdom of God. That's how wisdom blesses you. Divine guidance and direction. That is the mind and voice of God for strategic moves or steps. That is, you are blessed. Once you say, Lord, I need your wisdom, what that wisdom will do for you is to give you access to his direction. Give you access to his guidance. That is, you are connected to his mind. You are connected to his voice that causes you to make strategic moves and take strategic steps. For example, Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country from thy kindred and from thy father's house to the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed. That was a strategic direction. That was guidance. That was a move. What was the outcome of this direction? Genesis 13 verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. God directed him, he moved. And by that direction, that was his outcome. Genesis 24 and in verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. God has blessed him in all things. God spoke, he moved. And God blessed him in all things. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. You also saw that in Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 1. He said, thus saith the Lord to Cyrus, to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Then he said, I will go before you. I will guide you. If you are ready to follow me, then make crooked places straight, and then break in pieces the gates of brass. And if you continue to follow me, I will cut in sunder the bars of iron, and then usher you into the treasures of darkness. By this leading, by this guidance, and usher you into the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. So wisdom gives you such access. To access things that eyes can't see. It's a treasures of darkness. Things that are under the cover of the power of darkness. And hidden riches of secret places. Not for materialistic purpose. It shows you the purpose in verse 13. He said, I have raised him in righteousness. He will build my cities. I will direct his ways. He shall build my city. And he shall let go my captive. So I want to decorate him. I want to release resources for him that he will use to build my cities like this. And he will use to let the captive to go free. That is, he will be involved in anything, crusades, outreaches. He will have enough money to say, look, I want to take this crusade in Uganda. I want to take this crusade in Nicaragua. I want to pay for this crusade in Venezuela, in Dominican Republic. I want to do this and that so that captives can be set free. That is why I want to guide him, direct him, and give him plenty money. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I prophesy to someone here, that direction that is going to usher you into the realm of unbelievable resources is coming your way. Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say louder, believer, say amen? There are people that God is about to usher into the realm of resources that you cannot finish in your lifetime. That is beyond you and your family to finish. Resources for the kingdom. Resources for souls. Resources for the rescue of nations. For the rescue of communities. For the rescue of families. Resources. Shout the loudest amen. Resources for the less privileged. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, since we have been working, I've never seen the demand for school fees like this particular season. I've never seen the demand for school fees. The people got the admission, secondary school, university, but no money. Stranded children. How many pastors can relate to them, what I'm saying? All right? House rent, medical bills, multiplied. While we trust the Lord to change things around in our land, we trust the Lord also to release resources plenty into your hands so that you can rescue somebody's child. You can rescue a family. You can rescue the children. Somebody say the loudest, amen. Did you receive anything at all this morning? All right. In the next service, I'm going to be speaking about on four more. And one of the things I shall be speaking on is how wisdom sees the precious in the garbage. I'll look at that in the next service, and then three more. How wisdom sees the precious inside the garbage. There is an eye that wisdom has. The wisdom of God makes you to see precious things where others see garbage, where they don't see anything, in fact, at all. We'll look at that shortly in the next service, but I want you to get the message of the second service, or watch on YouTube or whatever channel, and ensure that you get the full points in the next service. But let me go to wisdom for the blessing. That's scriptural wisdom for the blessing. In the next service, we are going to see that wisdom has something to do with what God shows us. Scriptural wisdom for the blessing. We just saw how wisdom blesses us. Now, what wisdom should I employ, scriptural wisdom, in order to arrive at the blessing? Number one is the wisdom of walking uprightly. Uprightly. This will be the same for both services. The wisdom of walking uprightly. Job chapter 1 verse 1. It said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Look at verse 1 again. There was a man in the land of Uz. He was perfect. He was upright. The wisdom of walking in uprightness. Psalm 5 and in verse 2, the Bible said, thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, not the crooked. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. The blessing of walking in uprightness. We live in a world today, and in this kind of generation that we live, where crookedness is the order of the day. Fraudulent operations. Especially as we arrive the internet age. You have people marketing things online that has no bearing with what they claim they are selling. Am I communicating? Very, very eloquent advertisement. Very, very, very detailed scientific explanations. of substance that is useless. Non-effect. Am I communicating? So, it looks like the internet age opened the world to the real character of humanity. Human character exploded. Those who were looking for who to insult and who couldn't find, found an avenue. Wicked, bitter people. It gives us the opportunity to see the best of humanity and also the worst. But while we live in this world, it is important to know that everything does not end on earth. There is life after life. Those who think that crookedness, unrighteousness, ungodliness is a game, it's when they close their eyes that they will realize that it was a game of death, a game of destruction, a game of eternal wastefulness, a game of eternal regrets. What shall it profit a man if he crookedly gained the whole world? And nobody can gain the whole world. No matter how crooked you are, you can't gain the whole world. But if it is possible you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, and what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Somebody was telling me yesterday. You see, that when you see the list of the world's richest men, you won't see the names of crooked people who are wealthy. That is, people who practically denuded their nations, like African kind of nations, who have billions stacked up somewhere. There may be some whose billions are more than Bill Gates, but you can't find their name there, because that rating does not recognize that source of money. And as a matter of fact, many of them can't expose that money. They can't declare, they can't say this is what I have, because the source of it cannot be traced in terms of this is what is legitimate that brought it. Then what was the use of gathering it? That is not profiting anybody in employment. It's not profiting anybody in healthcare delivery. It's not profiting anybody in the development of a nation. And then you heap it until you are old, and then you die and go to hell. And then where, how does the money follow you? What was the value of it? I thought the purpose of life is a life of purpose. I thought life is valuable when value is added. Do you understand that? So real blessing, and I'm saying that because by the time we talk about walking uprightly in all realms, not just guarantee the blessing of God on the earth, but guarantees the soul in eternity. You did business with your brother, you duped him, and you are in church. There are people, when they say, give me money, I'll return it, they are lying. They will never return it. They knew while they are talking, they won't return it. There is no plan at all. I want to do a business with you. I found this kind of business. He's trying to see how to corner you. I once heard the testimony of a man. It's a bad testimony. Christian man. That there is not one person he ever did business with that had no complaint. Not one. That is, that's happened to you, man. That this one did business with this person and it went well. Not one. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is this? Why do you hate yourself to a point of giving yourself such a bad name? If you don't love anybody, love yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So people's lives are just limited. The hands of God are tied. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. He has the capacity to just change your life on the spot, but it's limited because of how you want to go about things in life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, not the crooked. With favor will thou compass him about. So, the way of the blessing, there is the blessing in walking uprightly. That's for all the points I'm going to mention. I believe that this is, I believe, the most critical point, because that is the gateway to everything else. That's the gateway to all that we have to accomplish on the earth and in eternity. Number two is the blessing, or rather, what did I say? What number one? The wisdom of walking uprightly. Number two is the wisdom of walking in kingdom service. Walking in kingdom service is a wisdom that brings the blessing. Exodus 23, 25 to 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. All you need to do, serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast thy young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. It's the blessing of kingdom service. Many people say, God bless me. And God say, bless you to do what? Of what value are you to me and my kingdom? My blessing is reserved for those who serve. My blessing is reserved for those who are committed. How valuable are you to me? Your presence in my kingdom means what? And your absence means what? Both answers, nothing. I don't know the last time I begged to be blessed. I'm not begging, I'm not struggling. I dash myself to God since. Currently, I don't know what holiday is. Next month, we'll be in one country. Today, we'll be in another country. Tomorrow, we'll be in the third country and return back to preach on Sunday service. We dash ourselves since, not today, since university days. So nothing. Don't struggle for nothing. When you want to envy the kingdom consignment of anybody, you should put forth the kingdom commitment of the same person. You don't envy my consignment from heaven until you deploy my commitment to heaven. Hallelujah. The wisdom of kingdom service number three is the wisdom of walking under open heavens. In giving sacrifices and covenant practice. The wisdom of walking up under open heavens. Solomon opened the heavens over his life when he offered 1,000 burnt offering. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 all the way to verse 11. And Solomon loved the Lord walking in the statues of David his father. He sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the Bible says, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. That's the heavens open. And God asked, what shall I give you? That's called open heavens. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings and heavens opened on the spot. When you walk in sacrifices, in givings, in the covenant practices of fighting, that wisdom opens up the heavens. It opens. America became in number one nation of the earth in terms of economy and all of that because of their unusual generosity. One thing they do is that giving, they have budget for humanitarian services all over the world. Hospitals, foundations, all manner. They give and give and give and give and do that. It's the principles they learned from their founding fathers. While African nations are looking for what to receive, permanently cup in the hand. IMF, help us. Paris Club, help us. World Bank, help us. UNICEF, help us. USAID is closing their services. Why? Eaters will continue to be beggars. Eaters. Everyone whose focus is on eating, he will continue to be beggar. Givers will continue to be lenders. They will have enough to keep giving. It's a principle. Am I communicating at all? It's tough to do. Do you understand what I'm talking about? People don't understand that according to Maurice Cerullo, all laws are parallel. All principles are parallel. As it is with God, so it is out there. Warren Buffett came to the point where he gave how many percentage of his stake, he just gave it out. This goes to foundations. I've made enough money. I want this one to just go. Keep releasing. John D. Rockefeller, while I was in the medical school, had the Rockefeller Foundation that was dealing with VVFs and dealing with river blindness and dealing with all of that. It's gone many, many years ago. Children are still there. Foundation is on all over the world. Giving. That was a man that gave literally half of his stake when he had terminal disease in his 50s. Given the blessing of walking, or the wisdom of walking under open heavens, in giving, sacrifices, covenant practices. Open your heavens over your cooperation by giving. Corporate tithing, personal tithing. Foundations, whatever it is, outreach to the poor, outreach to the widow, giving for church planting, for crusades. Hallelujah. The wisdom, number four, is the wisdom of living in thanksgiving and praise. The murmurer will always continue to fumble. The wisdom of living in thanksgiving and praise. Let the people praise the O God. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise the O God. Let all the people praise Him. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. When we praise God, when we give Him thanks, the earth surrenders its increase. Don't live in murmuring. Neither murmur ye like the murmur that we are destroyed of the destroyer. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Don't live in grumbling, and don't join people who are complaining that the ground is dry. No matter how dry it is, it's not dry for you. Hey! He said, my God shall supply all your needs, not according to the economy of Nigeria, not according to the policy of the Central Bank of Nigeria, not according to the economy of your nation, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. It is always unto you according to your faith. We say things and people get angry, but it is the truth. I was talking in area one. I never knew the day will come where I said, even if one loaf of bread is 1,000 naira, it appeared ridiculous then. 1,000 naira, one loaf? How?
Bread of 50 naira,
100
naira.
Bread of 50 naira of that time. Bread of 100 naira. Eh? 40 naira. I said, when the bread becomes 1,000 naira, you still have the money to buy it. I never knew that it was coming. Just said it. Because it was impossible for one bread to be 1,000. It was 40 naira. You still have no money. 300 naira. See where we are. But I said, at that time, you will still not be stranded. As a people, as a commissioner, We have never had a yesterday that was better than a today. Soldier come, soldier go. Barrack cannot be empty. It doesn't matter.
Hey!
It doesn't, I mean, who is in power doesn't matter at all. Because our destiny is tied to a power from on high. A power from on high. A power from on high. A power. When we are shouting and shouting, we are shouting because of the populace. God took care of Elijah in the worst famine in Israel. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So I'd like you to walk in praise. Don't carry long face so you don't make your journey long. Stand up on your feet and stand and celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. Lift your voice, say in the name of Jesus. Everything is working in my favor. My God is supplying my needs according to his riches in glory. Head or tail, I shall win. Head or tail, we are winning. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. With the wisdom of living in thanksgiving, number 5, is the wisdom of walking in the light and insight of the word. Wisdom of walking in the light and insight of the word, of the word of God. Wisdom of walking in the light and insight. Wisdom. When you walk in light and insight, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Walk in the light of the word. Your ways will be prosperous. You will have good success. Walk in the light of the world. Walk in the light of the world. Walk in the light of the world. Psalm 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law, in this book, and in his law will he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Align yourself with this word of God. Get raw light and insight on a daily basis. Let something enter your spirit from the word. Either from the preached message like this, you are listening, something is entering, or you open this book and see light to walk through darkness with. And you will never know a dry season. You will never know a dry season. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit when it's meant to bring result. The results are there. His leaf also shall not wither, it cannot be dry. And whatsoever he doeth, whether he is selling pepper or selling crayfish, whether he's working in civil service or public service or private enterprises, whatsoever he doeth, driving Uber, whatever he doeth, supplying sand, all he needs to know is to find out what God wants him to do it. Hey! Hey! Look at your neighbor, say whatever can prosper if you are connected to his word. Whatever he do it, it is not only oil and gas that prosper it. It's not only estate business or property business that prospered. Right? And many of the estate, well, let me pardon some of these estate. Many of the estate people have dealt with a lot of people. Over. Not banking and finance that prospered. Whatsoever he do it. Whatsoever he do it. May God show you what to do it. To knock off from your mind that there is a particular business that prospered and there are others that cannot prosper, or a particular profession or a particular career. All that you need to align yourself is what God wants you to do with your life. Just have a conviction. Let there be that passion of whatsoever you do it. There are times where what you need to do it are the things that nobody is doing. Amen. Whatsoever you do it, there are times where what you need to do it is what nobody is doing. When you see people running in a particular direction, try and find out something about from the opposite direction. There may be something that is in the opposite direction that they cannot see. That they are running in one. Everybody is running in one direction. There is a treasure where they are running from. Message is tough. Oh. September, get ready. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Light from the Word. I can tell you that you can see your business from the Word. You can see it from the Word. I'm seeing so many things in this season that... I wish I saw this kind of thing 20 years ago. From the Word. From the Word. Get ready. I see light coming for somebody. If you are that one, say louder, amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. The wisdom of walking. Alright, that will lead us to the next. Now, the wisdom of walking in light and insight from the Word, number 6, is the wisdom of divine guidance and direction. Where you are saying, Lord, am I in the right direction? Am I making the right move? Am I taking the right step? The wisdom of divine guidance and direction. How God guided Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 5. He guided Abraham. Get you from your father's house, and we read that already. The wisdom of divine guidance. And at the end of the day, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, see what Abraham became, because he was guided. Lord, I don't want to run in the direction with like everybody is running. I don't want to try to do what everybody is doing. If you are not there in the International Ministers Training Fire Conference, I'd like you to go and listen to the messages. When we dealt with the life of John the Baptist, we saw John the Baptist preaching a message, carrying out an operation that he saw from nobody. It's baptism. First time you will hear of baptism in the Bible was with John. Where did you learn it? Who told you? Who showed you? Who are you copying? Nobody. God told him. God showed him. And everybody trooped in the wilderness. There are things that God will show you. God will teach you. There are things that will be opened up to you in the dream of the night that will usher you into a blessing that will shock yourself. Reason why there is a scarcity of drastic results is because there is a shortage of originality. Originality is permanently a key to destiny. The blessing of divine guidance and direction. And finally, number 7. After you have done everything you need to do, and it looks like the devil is still monkeying, is the blessing of enforcement. Or rather, the wisdom of divine guidance and direction. And finally, the wisdom of enforcement at the place of prayer. That is, everything that needs to be done is done. And it looks like things are not still where it is. You enforce it at the place of prayer. Devil, you cannot nullify the word. I am serving the Lord. I am a covenant practitioner. I am walking in uprightness. I am not crooked or perverse. You cannot tamper with my blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. Jacob wrestled at the place of prayer. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has that power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Hallelujah.
Until you prevail, until you travel at the place of prayer, you may not prevail at the place of destiny. Most times. Am I communicating at all? There are things God has given you that the devil is preventing you from getting. Hello? Deuteronomy 2:24. He said, rise you up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. That land is your land. Heshbon is there, the Amorite. But the land is not unoccupied, but it is yours. There are strangers on it. Begin to possess it, and to possess it, you must contend with him in battle. Contend. Contend. There is an element of spiritual contention in order to take possession. Many things that are not in your hand is not because God has not given, including your health. It's because there is a devil preventing it. A devil holding it. So you force it out of the hand of the devil. You force your health. You force your marital destiny. You force your career destiny. You force even the grace you are meant to walk in, the mantle you are meant to walk in, you force it into your hands at the place of contention. Satan, take your hands off my child. Take your hands off my husband. Take your hands off my wife. I contend with you in battle. Go now. Stand up on your feet, people.
The hawk came to take the chick, and the hen, even though it can't fly like the hawk, it makes sufficient sound. Sufficient. From the air, the hawk drops the chick. The fight, the roar was too much for it. There is nothing too lost that cannot be rescued. David said, a lion came, took the lamb. I went after him. I didn't say it is gone. I smote the lion, opened his mouth, brought out the lamb, brought it out alive. You give up too fast. You give up too soon. You give up too cheap. So the enemy went with it for good. But today they shall drop it. Somebody say a loud amen. That is a place of warfare. I've paid my bills. I've paid my dues. I'm serving the Lord to the best of my knowledge. And if there is anywhere God wants me to serve him better, I'm asking for God to show me. If there is a life I'm living that's not correct, God open my eyes. And God has opened my eyes and I've seen and made adjustment. Not just for the sake of earthly success, but eternity with God in heaven. And now, Satan, you are still holding my things. You are a bastard liar. You are a bastard liar. You cannot hold what is mine. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You cannot hold what is mine. You cannot hold what is mine. You cannot hold what is mine. Lift up your hands and begin to appreciate God right now. Begin to worship and honor him. Adore him. Magnify his holy wonderful name. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. We are going to pray some prayers under the next 5 minutes thereabout. A prayer point. We'll just take that and then shift to the next level and then shift to the blessing. Is anybody blessed here today? Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me. I am walking in the blessing of wisdom, and I'm walking in wisdom for the blessing.
No devil shall hold me back or hold back what belongs to me. Open your mouth and speak to God right now.
Raka shata palatele feko katanas. Eka pate feto selikinas. Raka kapanatele feko kusadis. Eraka so selifeto napeso. Lepete tida parote feko kaya. Ratanas kalabenutos. Ereteko palatinas. Shatane berete no kusayata. Eka palaho shanatinais. Rata kasala daga balatayas. Ebelefete toko pelitas. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Please let's read together. Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land. Please pray with me, Father. We ask for the establishment of the blessing hedge around your people and all that pertains to them in this season, against every arrow of disease, destruction, or death. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice.
Open your mouth and pray.
Father, we ask
for the establishment of the blessing hedge around my life.
Jesus, then we are praying. Amen. Matthew 16, 18 to 19, Revelation 12 and 11a. Let's read together. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. It says, Father, we take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell against your church. Today, we decree their defeat by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Father, we take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell against your church.
In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25 to 26 and Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 15. Let's read together.
And I did like Paul and Silas pray, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone was bound.
Behold, they shall surely gather together,
but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall.
Lift up your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that the foundation of the captivity of our nation be visited by your power.
Lord,
in Jesus' name,
we ask
that you scatter and bring confusion
into the camp
of the evil human entities that are holding our nation in captivity. Let their grief be broken forever.
Lord,
in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and ask
Him.
Let their sleep be broken. Let the name of Jesus broken forever. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are the foundation of the
in Jesus' name. Leviticus 26 and in verse number 6. It says, and I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. Lift your right hands as we pray together. Say, Father, we ask that you rid our land of evil beasts, terrorists, kidnappers, ritualists, forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, let their blood return and sacrifices be dried up by the fire of your presence forever, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let not the sword go through our land anymore, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and lift up your
In the name of Jesus, let their blood vows and sacrifices be dried up by the fire of your presence forever, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and all to the uttermost part of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask that your presence and power from the kingdom of God will travel through the earth to the utmost part of the earth to disciple nations, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that your presence and your power from the dynamic of the world,
in Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands. Thank him for answer to prayer. Psalm 46, verse 10. Everyone read together. I want to go.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen.
Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know
that I am alone. Be still and know that I am alone. Be still and know that I am alone. Be still and know that I am alone.
Three more times.
Be still and know that I am alone. Be still and know that I am alone. Be still
and know that I am alone.
Be still.
Get your hands and close your eyes.
Be still and know that I am alone. Be still and know that I am alone. Two more times, be still. For the Lord
is he and where he is, is holy. We are standing on holy ground, and I know,
and I know
that there are angels
all around.
Let us praise Jesus now. Lift your hands, everybody in the crowd. We are standing now. We are. Sing now. The holy ground. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing on holy ground.
We are standing
in His presence.
Oh,
lift your hands high. Whatever you cannot do, Lord, be left undone. Wherever you can't take us, we can't go. What you can't show us, we can't see. You are the Almighty. Nothing can add to your almightiness. You are big enough by yourself. But whatsoever be still and know, let us know right now that you are God. Confirm in the life of someone. Confirm in this church and confirm in this nation. Somebody connected. That you are God. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. And just be still. And watch out for His instruction, revelation, impartation, encounter, direction. That's right. That's right. Diverse visitations, diverse encounters, angels with sensors of fire. Matase koko balagayana. Warrior angels breaking chains. Something is happening everywhere. Something is happening everywhere.
Contention in the waters happening. Contention in the heavenlies happening. In the witchcraft world, somebody is getting free. There is a battle going on for the soul of a person, for the destiny of a person, for a mahashata, for a community. Receive, receive.
Beyond the sacrifice of Calvary. There is nothing beyond the altar of Calvary. Receive your intervention. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. Receive your freedom. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Father, Father, give them a touch. Give them a visitation. Give your children a turnaround, a change of story. That encounter you talk about. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, receive. Receive wisdom, receive direction, receive instruction, receive freedom, receive leadership. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you. Lift up your hands. Please, ushers, ensure that those coming in now will hold on and will be straight in a short while. With your hands, something heavy just dropped, and I know we can never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.